Simon Harris has said the general election campaign will be underway by the end of this week. But the question remains, when will the Taoiseach head to the Áras and when will the election 2024 actually get underway? Political correspondent Micheál Lehane is with us now. Micheál, the finance bill needs to make its way through the Houses of the Oireachtas. But can you sketch out the pathway now to the election being called?
Yeah, it's kind of simple really, because by 7:30 this evening the finance bill, that major piece of legislation that underpins the budget, that'll be passed by the Dáil. It goes to the Seanad tomorrow and will pass all stages there tomorrow evening as well. There are a few pieces of legislation that need to get the green light from the Dáil tomorrow. Some things too around the estimates. So by Wednesday evening the decks are really clear. So then it just comes down to one simple question. Does Simon Harris choose to seek the dissolution of the Dáil and give notice of that in the Dáil chamber early on Thursday morning? Or does he wait until he returns from Budapest, which would be lunchtime on Friday, where he has to attend a meeting from Thursday afternoon to Friday of EU leaders? If he were to go on the Thursday morning giving notice to the Dáil, would he miss the guts of 24 hours of the opening period of the campaign? So does he wait till Friday lunchtime and go directly to Áras an Uachtaráin? That's the remaining question really, because the Dáil now is in its final days, even its final hours.
The waiting game, the speculation continues. But next, Micheál, today's cabinet meeting is the last one before the election. Cabinet has appointed a Palestinian ambassador to Ireland. What are the details?
Yes, this follows on from that government decision in May to recognise the state of Palestine. So as a result of that, there have been ongoing discussions. So formal diplomatic ties were agreed in September. And so for the first time now, the head of mission here for the Palestine state is to be appointed a full ambassador. And that will essentially mean that the Palestine embassy here now gets the full range of diplomatic privileges and immunities which are applicable under the Vienna Convention. So it is a significant move and follows on from the decision in May.
Also, a cabinet, a rejigging of the Road Safety Authority. It was brought before Cabinet. Do we have any details?
The full details are going to be announced later on this afternoon. But what essentially the Taoiseach has been speaking about just before he went into Cabinet was having the Road Safety Authority to focus primarily on raising awareness around road safety, focusing in on education. And then when it came to more administrative work, overseeing things like the NCT, the National Car Test System, that could be carried out by another body. So it seems to be a rejigging of the road safety and bringing it back to its core mission, which is about focusing in on road safety campaigns.
Also, an update on hospital waiting times by the Health Minister.
Well, there were ministers bringing updates to Cabinet. A lot of it really seemed to be focused on what they have delivered in their briefs. Stephen Donnelly was among them. He spoke about the waiting list for outpatients falling by about 45% at the end of last September compared to September 2021. The Justice Minister also bringing a half-yearly update on her plan, which is about a zero-tolerance approach to gender-based violence, and the fact that there are now 16 new refuges up and running and plans for a further 17 safe houses. While the Education Minister, who did get the funding in the budget to maintain the current fees when it comes to school transport and also waiving again the Junior Cert and Leaving Cert examination fees, that was formally signed off on by Cabinet today but had got the green light in the budget before that.
Political correspondent Micheál Lehane, thanks for joining us this afternoon.